This is Jay Sekulow. We've got a troubling development in the case of Pastor Saeed Abedini.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I love him. And when he comes back, I'll be super, 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 super helpful. Various, various, various happy person in the world.
Did we raise Abedini's case directly with the Iranians in the negotiations on the nuclear issue?
The answer is that is not true. I personally raised the issue with Foreign Minister Zarif when I first met him. We have not linked it directly to the nuclear issue because we believe that prejudices them. And it also prejudices the negotiation.
And I love him so, 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 so much.
What he said was he doesn't want the minister to be a pawn in the negotiation.
We don't want them to become the hostages or pawns.
You could ask if you want the deal a week ago to send him home. In a word, yes or no. Is the pastor coming home or not?
He could not answer that question, unfortunately.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I don't consider anything that we have done here with respect to this to be anything except acting in the interests of our nation and of our friends in the region. And I think we are better off today than we were the day before we made this agreement.
It would have been an easy ask to release the Americans that are in a way being held hostage. That would have been an easy ask before the negotiations as a precondition. I have two kids that are hurting, they're crying. I can't, you know, I shared recently something on my, you know, Facebook showing Jacob praying for his dad.
I love him and take good care of him and don't let him die and bring him home safely. Amen.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. So we have a hearing yesterday where Senator Kerry, Secretary of State Kerry, was before the Senate and the House dealing with the issue of Iran. And Chris Smith in the House hearings brought up Saeed Abedini. And although the government has been telling us that, although there's not been a direct discussion at the table, there's been, quote, discussions on the margins at the working group level. That apparently is not the case. And if you heard what John Kerry said in response to the question from Chris Smith, that would be too difficult, a difficulty for the Iranians. Do we really care that it would be difficult for the Iranians to release an American citizen? When I heard this yesterday, folks, I was outraged. As, by the way, the media is as well. No one can believe that we did not have as part of the discussions. Now we know that the White House, Jordan, was not telling the truth. It wasn't even discussed at the margins.
That's right. I mean, we go back to November 25th, where we have Ben Rhodes from the White House National Security Council saying it was discussed on the margins. He was telling that to Wolf Blitzer, I mean, very clearly in his interview. And he said, again, it was, we've had two different issues. One of those issues has been the issue involving Saeed, but on the margins. Then we had Tony Blinken, who is the deputy national security advisor, the same day with Wolf Blitzer, say that it was not part of the discussion at all. So, again, that's all inside the White House, both with opposite messages. And I think Secretary Kerry, what he did yesterday by very quickly answering those questions from Congressman Chris Smith, was said, no, 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 this is not at all part of the discussion.
Folks, it's an outrage to us, and we want to get your reaction to this. Our phone lines are open for you, and we've got a hearing tomorrow on Saeed Abedini's case before the House of Representatives. Chris Smith will be leading that committee. We want to hear from you. What do you want us to say tomorrow with this outrage coming that Saeed Abedini, not a discussion point, and that the White House statements about that in the National Security Council and the Secretary of State's press office, when they said it was discussed on the margins, not true. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear from you on this. David French will be joining us right after the break. Let me tell you this, folks. If we don't get, and this is the key to this, we have got to see a situation where we have, and there's not a question about this, the sanctions put in place to stop this Iranian disaster from happening and to help Saeed Abedini. We need your name on this petition at 1-877-989-2255. The hearing's tomorrow, so you've got till today to sign at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Sign it today. Tomorrow's the hearing.
American pastor Saeed Abedini's situation is dire. Imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, Pastor Saeed is facing life-threatening conditions. His health is deteriorating, and prison officials refuse to provide him with badly needed medication. This week on Capitol Hill, a critical congressional hearing focusing squarely on Pastor Saeed's plight. Testimony from Pastor Saeed's wife, Naghmeh, along with ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo, raising important questions about the lack of involvement by the Obama administration to secure his freedom. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a powerful message. Pastor Saeed is an American citizen who must be released. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
By the way, we've heard from 132,000 of you that are joining us in this fight against this deal with Iran. But if you want to help Pastor Saeed Abedini, which you need to do right now more than ever, you need to call 1-877-989-2255. Folks, the hearing's tomorrow. This is going to be the last hearing of the year, and I would sure like to be over 175,000 signatures. So it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. Or aclj.org. Let me correct that. We're at 132,000 signatures. So I think a realistic goal, David, is probably by tomorrow, if we could get to close to 150,000. I think that would help Jordan a lot when they're making those presentations.
Oh, I think we can get to 150,000 and beyond. I mean, people are engaged in this. It's really remarkable the extent to which people out there are understanding that the administration has left Pastor Saeed behind. So we can hit 150,000 and go past it.
Well, Jordan, let me ask you this. You're going to have this hearing. It's going to be big. Folks, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Obviously, the last hearing of the year on this. But with the statements yesterday from Senator Kerry, it kind of puts a whole new dimension and a whole new pressure point now at this hearing tomorrow. That's got to take a big part of this.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to be clear here. And let's start actually before Secretary Kerry made those comments. I think we just need to play it for people so they understand why the confusion, why the outrage. This is first Tony Blinken. He is the Deputy National Security Advisor to the President of the United States. He works for the White House. His boss would be Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor. Here he is on Wolf Blitzer talking about the negotiations and the Americans that are being held by Iran. Wolf Blitzer questions about Saeed. Take a listen, Bite 14.
In exchange for the $6 or $7 billion they're about to get in relief on these sanctions, why weren't they included? Why are they still being held captive inside Iran?
Well, first of all, I watched your report and I heard her, and it is very powerful. And the president has raised this. In fact, in his conversation with President Rouhani, when Rouhani was in New York for the UN General Assembly and they spoke on the phone, the only issue other than the nuclear file that the president raised was the three Americans. And he asked for Rouhani's assistance in freeing them and allowing them to return to the United States. And Rouhani said that he would look into it.
He didn't answer the question because that was not about the negotiations that occurred. That was about the phone call. We appreciate the phone call, the president bringing up Saeed, but following up is very important. Again, Wolf Blitzer pushes Tony Blinken. You're listening to the Deputy National Security Advisor a month ago on CNN. Now listen to his response. Why not at the negotiations? Bite 15.
With regard to these negotiations, the only subject on the agenda is the nuclear file. There are unfortunately many things that Iran does around the world that we don't like, including its support for terrorism, including its destabilizing activities in the Middle East. None of this was on the agenda for the nuclear negotiations. The only thing on the agenda was the nuclear file to see if we can get to a point where the world is satisfied that Iran has a nuclear program that is only for peaceful purposes, that it can't produce a bomb. That's what we're focused on.
Now, that's Tony Blinken, Dad, saying it's not on the agenda.
Right.
But then later on that day, a National Security Council, also inside the White House, spokesperson went on with Wolf Blitzer again to try and clear up what his boss had made sound like these Americans were not part of. So take a listen to this. This is Ben Rhodes, a National Security Council spokesperson. So his boss would be who you were just listening to, Tony Blinken, whose boss is Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor to President Obama. Take a listen to that. That's Byte 11.
An American Christian pastor has been held in detention by the Iranians now for a while. Why didn't you ask for the Iranians to do a gesture, release this Christian pastor to show some good faith, some goodwill?
Wolf, we did exactly that. We've raised two issues with the Iranians in our discussions with them. One is a nuclear program. The other is Americans who are detained in Iran. President Obama raised it with President Rouhani when they spoke. We've raised it at a working level on the margins of the P5 plus one talks. That includes this pastor.
That is an absolute fabricated. Let me tell you something. Either he's lying or Secretary of State Kerry's lying. One or the two. And we're going to get to an answer to this, folks, because we've got a hearing tomorrow at the Congress. And Jordan just laid out to you the evidence of the contradictory nature of what they're saying, how this worked. And now Kerry is saying, no, it's not discussed at all. And you've got to ask yourself, why is that?
And there's another lie, too. Even if you take what Secretary Kerry said, that we're focusing on the nuclear negotiations, look, I'm looking at the White House fact sheet right now in this nuclear deal. What does it say? The United States is going to facilitate humanitarian transactions with Iran that are already allowed by U.S. law. What's that have to do with nuclear weapons? What does that
Nothing.
Have to do? And we don't ask Iran to facilitate a very simple humanitarian transaction back to us?
I want Jordan's comment on this in a second, folks, but here's what I need you to do. We've got to hear. It is tomorrow. What time is the hearing tomorrow, Jordan?
9:30 a.m.
All right, so it should be over with about the time of radio? Pretty close?
That's right. We should be back reporting live by the time we're on the air.
Folks, during the hearing, we're going to be playing this broadcast tonight, obviously, too. So we'll get all these numbers to them for that hearing tomorrow. I need everybody that's listening to me. You go to the website at aclj.org, or you call right now 1-877-989-2255, and you sign that petition. It's going to help this pastor. We have the sanctions put in place. That deal that we've got with Iran is off. The president's fighting very aggressively against it, but we've got to have that in place. And I think there's enough of a split in the House and the Senate that we could carry the day on this, folks. But this is outrageous. We just laid out for you the evidence. Everybody heard it. It was discussed. It wasn't discussed. And then just Senator Kerry saying, no, it wasn't discussed. So all those statements, oh, yes, Wolf, we're talking about Wolf Blitzer, we brought it up. It was at the margins, at the working level, and the P5 plus one, lie. That's all you can call it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Call now, folks. We've got, this is the last, today and tomorrow's it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yeah, George in Massachusetts on line one. George, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, George.
How you doing? Thank you very much, Jay, for taking my call.
Sure.
And I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And I make sure I always sign those petitions.
Thank you.
I'm very outraged with all this that's going on. Who does President Obama work for? Does he work for the American country? Does he work for our country? Or does he work for the Iranians? I mean, everything that he's doing, everything else, it doesn't even show that. And what a legacy to leave, you know, for a presidency.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to play. Let's find that bite where Senator Kerry, I think it's 1, 2, or 3. Senator Kerry makes the statement, well, if we had him included in there, it would be too difficult for the Iranians. Words to that effect. I mean, this we played it in the open. You know, that would be too difficult for them. And he says he personally raised the issue and he hasn't directly linked. That would prejudice them. This is number one. Take a listen to number one.
Did we raise Abedini's case directly with the Iranians in the negotiations on the nuclear issue?
The answer is that is not true. I personally raised the issue with Foreign Minister Zarif when I first met him, the very first time. And we have not linked it directly to the nuclear issue because we believe that prejudices them. And it also prejudices the negotiation.
Prejudices them? Who them? Prejudices Saeed Abedini? I mean, really? Do you think not mentioning him by name prejudices him? The guy is in the worst prison in Iran, which you can't even believe what it is. And we think by not getting him out, why didn't we have that as a precondition? As David just said, you had that humanitarian, the first thing up on the website of the White House is increased humanitarian aid to the Iranians. How about a little reciprocity here, which evidently is not in Senator Secretary of State care. I mean, the fact of the matter is, folks, they didn't tell the truth. It's not inconsistent. One lied and somebody told the truth. And if telling the truth was Senator Kerry, then Saeed Abedini was not brought up and the White House and everyone else is telling us stories. David?
Well, you know, go right next to bite four because Congressman Smith did an outstanding job rebutting this very point. Prejudices him. How much more prejudiced can you be?
Let's play four.
And I do appreciate that, but it seems to me that there was a window of opportunity when they wanted something and wanted it desperately. To raise the issue at that negotiating table.
Well, let me ask you this. Congressman Smith, let me
before you answer
something.
Before there, include this in your answer.
This opportunity is huge and still exists, but we're not going to link them to the nuclear because it prejudices them.
But he is at risk right now of death.
And there you have it, Jordan. That is the answer.
Yeah, it's absolutely right.
What's more prejudicial than that?
Fox News this morning, you know, we said this should be a precondition that, no, he shouldn't be a pawn, but Secretary Kerry is now using that as an excuse. Of course, Saeed Abedini should not be the reason why nuclear negotiations do or do not go through, but they should not have started without his return back to America, his home, to his family, without Amir Hekmati's return and Bob Levinson's location, which the U.S. government is certain that the Iranian government knows. All three of those could have been done quietly before the negotiations began, so before we got to this whole nuclear issue. Right. And let me tell you something. I bet President Obama wouldn't be having to deal with the really the insurgency in the House and Senate right now against his Iran plan and his negotiating plan if we had gotten something like that, something that you could actually see, the American people could see back from Iran, that this was a government willing to deal or that it was realistic about trying to sit down at the table at least.
You know what they're trying to do here? They're trying. It's a post hoc justification for their failure to make this a precondition. So they could say it will now prejudice them if we take them and make that part of the negotiations on the nuclear issues. Yeah, really? That's it. You got to be a genius to figure that one out. It's called preconditions. You don't sit down with your enemy without preconditions. The Iranians wanted preconditions. They got it. The United States, evidently not. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, today and tomorrow, this is it. This is the last hearing of the year. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Sign that petition now. ACLJ.org for 1-877-989-2255. We don't have a moment to waste.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini's situation is dire. Imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, Pastor Saeed is facing life-threatening conditions. His health is deteriorating, and prison officials refuse to provide him with badly needed medication. This week on Capitol Hill, a critical congressional hearing focusing squarely on Pastor Saeed's plight. Testimony from Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagmeh, along with ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow, raising important questions about the lack of involvement by the Obama administration to secure his freedom. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a powerful message. Pastor Saeed is an American citizen who must be released. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, we have commenced our matching challenge campaign for December. December, as you can imagine, is our biggest month of the year. We exceeded our goal in November, which was great, but we've got a big goal for December, and it's a matching challenge, which means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. David, I mean, we're early in it yet right now. Where are we right now?
Let's talk about the goal. A big goal. It's $2 million. That's a big goal for this month. We're making good progress, but we've still got a ways to go.
Yeah, ways to go is like probably $1.7 million. I mean, we just started this, so we do have, as David said, a ways to go. The goal is $2 million. I'd love to see us get over that. We were able to exceed our goal in November. We want to do that in December. This is, folks, how we do all this work. Pay for all this airtime, do all this work, and get the message out around the globe. We need your help. ACLJ.org. If you go there, you make a gift of any amount, we get a matching grant for it. It's tax deductible. You can also call in your pledge at 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I encourage you to do it today. And also sign that petition for Syed Abedini, folks. This is the last day. The hearing's tomorrow. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to play this soundbite where Secretary of State Kerry says how much better off we are today. Take a listen.
I don't consider anything that we have done here with respect to this to be anything except acting in the interests of our nation and of our friends in the region. And I think we are better off today than we were the day before we made this agreement.
Yeah, well, let me just jump in right here. Number one, our friends in the region don't think so. Israel certainly did not think so. I'll tell you who else isn't better off today than he was before these negotiations. Pastor Syed Abedini, Amir Hakmani, and Bob Levinson. They're not in better shape. And I think, you know, David, when you look at this whole scenario, this is tragedy in the making, and we're watching it happen on our watch here. That's why we've got to see. And I don't know where the Senate and the House are going to end up being on these sanctions, but there is a lot of discussion about this. This is going to be huge.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's deja vu.
Yeah.
For those who remember, back in 1994, one of the same negotiators, think about this, one of the same negotiators involved in this deal with Iran struck a deal with North Korea that they said, oh, no nuclear weapons for North Korea. What does North Korea have now? Nuclear weapons. What is North Korea doing? Exporting that technology to the Iranians.
Right.
So we're right back where we were in the 1990s. And they've made no progress. They've allowed Iran to continue enriching uranium and allowed Iran to continue torturing our citizens. How is that remotely in the interests of the American people?
Well, it's interesting because, Jordan, right now you've got a report that Senate Democrats, quote, this is according to the Washington Post, Senate Democrats close in on Iran's sanctions bill. They're saying it's looking increasingly like that any day now the Senate Democrats are going to roll out their version of a proposal for new sanctions, but there's a little bit of a window there for the government to see what happens in 6 months, and then it's automatic sanctions. I don't think any relationship's going to happen or any resolution's going to happen in the 6 months, so getting a sanction bill on the floor is probably a good idea. What's your sense of what's going to happen there? I know you're preparing for the hearing tomorrow, but what do you say?
Well, I think the line of questioning from Chris Smith ultimately gets to that question, which is, isn't this show that they are just that much more bad faith actors? You know, I mean, John Kerry went through a list of all the bad things about Iran: human rights abusers, number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world, Hezbollah, Syria, the way they treat their own people, the threats they make to Israel, the threats they make against the United States. He goes through that on his own. And so you've got mounting pressure right now in the final days of this congressional session to add sanctions that would kick in only if Iran violates this agreement, which doesn't actually exist. And the Iranians are saying if that's done, they're backing away from the agreement. So the question will be, does Congress stand firm on this and force President Obama either to veto here an authorization at the last moment, which could go into a shutdown mode kind of situation, or have to agree to those sanctions?
Well, I'll tell you, you're right. And I think that the problem right now is that we've got to get action, and we're starting to see it, folks. We need your help on this. The hearing is tomorrow. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You need to sign on to that petition now. It is critical. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another phone call.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go, and people have been holding on. Sylvester in Illinois on line two. Sylvester, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Sylvester.
Thank you. I had a couple of quick comments. Venting my disgust for this president and his administration, if he put the same energy that he puts into Obama's snare and funding terrorists and baby killers, Pastor Saeed would have been home by now.
It's just, well, it's because it's not a priority, Sylvester. I mean, that's the one thing, David, that's become very clear in all of these discussions is this is not a priority because, as we said, Jordan laid it out. They said it was discussed on the margin. It wasn't discussed on the margin. It was discussed on the margin. Then Secretary Kerry saying, nope, not discussed at all. It's part of this. Not part of the deal at all.
They can't even keep their story straight. I mean, they can't keep their
story straight.
It really is. So I think at this point, it's not even a debatable point as to whether this is a priority for this administration. If it was a priority, he would be home. Iran only went to the table because its economy was collapsing under sanctions pressure. They got $7 billion in sanctions relief. We got nothing. Nothing.
Zero. So listen to what President Obama said at the Nelson Mandela Memorial Service in South Africa, number 30.
We still see young people without prospects for the future. Around the world today, men and women are still in prison for their political beliefs and are still persecuted for what they look like and how they worship and who they love. That is happening today. And so we too must act on behalf of justice.
Yeah, I'll just stop with act. Yeah, act is about right because we act like we're concerned about it, but we are actually concerned about it. Jordan, it doesn't appear that we are.
No, not at all. I mean, you've got Secretary Kerry. He quickly answered that question yesterday. He knew it was coming from Congressman Smith. Congressman Smith is the congressman who called for tomorrow's hearing where I'll be testifying with Nagma Abedini. She's on Capitol Hill right now as we speak. So Kerry knew it was coming. Chris Smith knew, I think, was honestly trying to clear up because there was confusion. You had one White House spokesperson saying that it was discussed, at least on the margins, and one saying it wasn't on the table at all, was not part of the discussions. So what was the answer? And the answer from Secretary Kerry was absolutely not. And he went on to defend why the administration will not bring up Saeed during the nuclear talks.
It is absolutely, positively breathtaking in scope, the incompetency at the State Department on this administration. Absolutely unbelievable in scope. Completely unbelievable in scope. Incompetency, dereliction of responsibilities, blowing an opportunity. You know, this is an administration that just does not, we pick the wrong sides in the Middle East conflict. We leave our Americans behind. And the president engages in rhetoric in South Africa and how we should be concerned about people in prison for what they worship and how they worship. Yeah, let me remind the president of a guy. His name is Saeed Abedini, which evidently you mentioned to the president of Iran. And evidently he didn't really care too much about what you said. He certainly wasn't fearing the United States because you know what he's done? Nothing. If the president of the United States, and we know this happened, mentioned Saeed Abedini by name, and the Iranians' response is to put him in a worse jail, they are really afraid of the United States of America, let me tell you. We're here for another hour, by the way. In SiriusXM, you get the whole hour. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org, and you can listen to the whole thing. We stream it live, folks. We got a lot more to talk about. A lot of you are on the phone. Hang on the phone. We're going to get your calls in a moment. Let me tell you this, folks. This is it. This is the last day, today and tomorrow. Go to your phone. Sign this petition now. We got to stand firm here. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Sign that petition now. Don't forget our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. But right now, ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Sign now, 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
American pastor Saeed Abedini's situation is dire. Imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, Pastor Saeed is facing life-threatening conditions. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a powerful message. Pastor Saeed is an American citizen who must be released. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Monroe takes your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're outraged. Senator Kerry evidently telling the truth, and that was Saeed Abedini, not on the list for the White House, not on the list for the State Department in the P5+1 negotiations with Iran, but humanitarian aid from the United States to the Islamic Republic of Iran, that's on number one on the hit parade. All right, let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have?
Yep, we'll go right to Jesse in Maryland, on line three. Jesse, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. You're on the air, sir.
Doing well. Yeah, so my comment was just that in all of this proactiveness and all that we're doing to not remain passive and fight against injustice and everything, I really feel that like a deep-seated need to trust in God's goodness and his character, his integrity through everything is essential, because I think ultimately in a lot of these acts of injustice, the worst thing that could happen is for it to beget fear in us.
And well, I don't think it's fear. I mean, there's prayer vigils going. There's been prayer vigils going on. I know that Jordan. That isn't Pat Mahoney having an event either today or tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right about an hour before at 8:15 a.m. Eastern time. If you're in the Washington D.C. area, it's outside the Rayburn House office building. Prayer vigil will be occurring before the hearing begins, and then the hearing is open to the public. So literally, people who are listening in the D.C. area, it's at Rayburn. It's in the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The same table that Secretary Kerry was testifying and we've been listening to on the broadcast today is the table that we'll be sitting at tomorrow testifying about Saeed Abedini, and you can be there, folks, if you're in the area. It's the Rayburn House building. It's the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
You know, there's one thing that I saw David just put this up in our message here at the radio studio, but the fact is I always, and I say this often, I think, you know, look, we believe that it all depends on God. Would work like it depends on us. So you believe and trust that it all depends on God, but work like it all depends on us. I don't think those are inconsistent statements at all. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You know, David, when you look at the scope of this incompetence and the fact that what Senator Kerry is doing now is saying, oh, we don't want them to be pawns in the negotiating process with the Iranians. Right. That's why you have it as a precondition. Before you even sat down at the table, they were released.
Absolutely. If he had been a priority to them, that would have happened. It did not happen because he was not a priority. It's really that simple.
And that, you know, Jordan, what's the message you're going to be saying tomorrow?
Well, I think the message is clear. You know, Nagme will be telling the personal story and also going through, I think, this experience of hearing one thing from the State Department, one thing from other, members of Congress, and one thing from the executive branch, and it not matching up. And then also what it's like on the ground. I mean, is an Iranian-American and Saeed's family still there inside Iran as the only link to him? And what they've learned, the newest information, the impact on the family. And her response to Secretary Kerry's comments about the sanctions, I think people are going to be surprised on where Nagme comes down on this whole idea of should the sanctions be increased and would that really put Saeed's life in more danger than it already is. I'm going to be focusing in on, again, going through this back and forth. And in fact, I'm later on today in a meeting, list every single official we've met with at the State Department or talked to on the phone and go through what they told us was happening. And then go back to what Secretary Kerry has said, which is, I brought it up once. President Obama brought it up once. No follow-up. And if there's no follow-up after phone calls between principals or directors or leaders amongst their staff, then nothing gets done.
And I think that's what, look, folks, we got to have a whole new game plan, but we've got an opportunity, and that is tomorrow. We've got the hearing before the House committee. We want your assistance on that. Remember this. First, we are in a matching challenge campaign, which means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. You can do that at ACLJ.org. We also want you to sign on to this petition, which is including the sanctions. That will help Saeed Abedini because it gets it back to the bargaining table. Right now, there's no bargaining, no negotiating, none of that. It's all off the table. And this is Secretary Kerry's post hoc justification for their ridiculous and incompetent negotiating skills. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We encourage you to call now, add your name to this petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Share us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and make that online gift that's matched right now at ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
Yeah.
American pastor Saeed Abedini's situation is dire. Imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, Pastor Saeed is facing life-threatening conditions. His health is deteriorating, and prison officials refuse to provide him with badly needed medication. This week on Capitol Hill, a critical congressional hearing focusing squarely on Pastor Saeed's plight. Testimony from Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagmeh, along with ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow, raising important questions about the lack of involvement by the Obama administration to secure his freedom. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a powerful message. Pastor Saeed is an American citizen who must be released. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're fighting for the release of Pastor Saeed Abedini. There's a hearing tomorrow that Jordan and Nagmeh will be testifying, that they're their lead witnesses on. This is a major hearing, last one of the year on Saeed's case. This came after the troubling news yesterday that Secretary of State Kerry said that there was no, in fact, discussion at the margins at the staff level about Saeed Abedini. That was contrary to what was played, said by his staff person. In fact, let's play the statement where they said it was, in fact, this was the second one that Jordan laid out, where it was, in fact, brought up. This was something that was discussed. Let's play that one first.
An American Christian pastor has been held in detention by the Iranians now for a while. Why didn't you ask the Iranians to do a gesture, release this Christian pastor to show some good faith, some goodwill?
Wolf, we did exactly that.
All right, so he said we did exactly that. Now, listen to what was said yesterday by Secretary of State Kerry when was asked if he did this and his answer.
We raise Abedini's case directly with the Iranians in the negotiations on the nuclear issue?
The answer is that is not true.
So there you have it. He said he did not, and you know, he mentioned it personally before any of this, but that was it. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. William's calling from Tennessee on line 2. Hi, William.
Yeah, you know, this is, I think you're jumping gun a bit. This is just part of a negotiation.
What's part of a negotiation?
Let them do their jobs.
What job are we – put it in context what you're talking about, William. I'm confused here.
I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You said we just need to let them do their job. It's part of negotiations. What is part of a negotiation?
We're at the start of negotiations now. You don't throw everything on the table when you first start out.
When you have negotiations and when you're dealing with bilateral negotiations, or in this case 5+1, you have preconditions to negotiations. You don't want to make him a pawn of a nuclear armament deal. So you have the ability. Yeah, you're way past the preliminary. There's a deal that's been struck. There's an interim deal in place, William.
Right, but it's interim deal.
If you bring it up now, if you try to do it, they're going to just say no.
Don't yell at me. There's more to discuss. I think if you.
But they're saying it's not on. William, I'm not yelling at you. Listen to what I'm saying. They are not discussing Abedini as part of any of this. That's what the Secretary of State said yesterday, even though his office a week and a half ago said the exact opposite.
Okay. May I make a statement, please?
Sure. Go ahead.
As of right now, no, maybe they're not. But again, let them do their job.
Well, what is their job?
There's more negotiation.
What do you do when they lie, when they tell one news outlet that they are doing something and then they testify before Congress and say they aren't? Don't you think that's lying? Don't you think that's wrong? Don't you think that an American citizen deserves better than being lied to?
For all you know, they have something. Look, you don't know.
That doesn't matter. I'm not. Hey, they're testifying under oath. So when Secretary Kerry was under oath, by law, he said absolutely not. He made it very clear. There was no question about what he said. Once they got to the negotiations, they missed that opportunity before. And let me remind you, William, you know that we gave our government 6 months and Iran 6 months before we went public with this story to handle this quietly so that it wasn't a media discussion. It wasn't something Secretary of States would have to talk about or the president would need to make a phone call about. And the United States has got this unprecedented opportunity, first dialogues between Iran and the United States since the 79 revolution, public dialogue, and you're telling them to let them do their job privately. You're thinking the old way, and you're forgetting that we're having public meetings with the Iranian top leaders, with phone calls between presidents, and then acting like we can't ask for things in return. And so what I think you're not accepting is that if they wanted to do their job, and this is part of some bigger scheme, they shouldn't be caught lying to the media and to Congress. So somebody's not telling the truth, or somebody's not understanding, and I think Secretary Kerry was probably very accurate in his statement that it's absolutely not being discussed.
And it's not being discussed as of now.
Well, but you keep saying as of now.
We missed that window.
He's been in jail for 18 months. For the first 6 months, we were in direct conversations with the State Department. We did not go public. You understand, William? We let them, quote, do their job. Then when the discussions were P1, P5 plus one, the President of the United States, which we appreciated, goes to Rouhani when they're in the discussion, says, release Abedini, Hakmati, and Levinson. No response from the Iranian. And the State Department has always told us, oh, they don't respond. But we did say it. We appreciate the president said it. Then you're about to sit down at the table with them, and you're signing now an interim deal. Before you do that, when we're promising, William, humanitarian aid, don't you think we could ask for reciprocity and release the Americans? Let me ask it to you this way, William. Do you think there would have been anything wrong with demanding that the Iranians release those three Americans before we cut the deal?
I'm not a diplomat. I don't know what they're doing
You know what? We've all studied it, and we've all done it, and that's not the way you do it. So I appreciate you calling in, but let me tell you something. You can't now make him a pawn. That's the problem. We've blown an opportunity, but now we have to insist because this deal is only interim, so we've got 6 months to try to figure David this out. And by the way, David French is a major in the United States Army and has served in Iraq. So, we all have done this, folks. And, William, we've done this. We've done bilateral, trilateral negotiations on very complicated matters in the Middle East representing governments. We've done it. This is not the way you do it.
It is absolutely not the way you do it. You show strength. And you know what? The other side, the Iranians, are able to tell very quickly what is important to us and what is not important to us. And the way of Middle Eastern negotiation is they will extract everything that they can extract from us and give us as little as possible. They do not care about, quote unquote, good faith. They care about getting done what they want to get done. So we had to make it a priority. They were not going to make it a priority for us. They were not going to take one inch of a step towards us that we did not make them take. And if we don't understand that, if we don't get that into our heads, that strength matters, we are going to continue to stand here and watch Americans get tortured while Iran builds a bomb.
Folks, we need your help on this. The hearing's tomorrow. Go to ACLJ.org. Sign that petition now or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. You need to sign that petition today. It's that critical. Jordan, let's take another call.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. William calling in from Georgia on line 4. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, William.
Hey, Jordan. I am so infuriated right now. I feel just like you do, Jay, about this whole situation, especially that comment that Secretary of State Kerry said about, what they're doing is for, the benefit of the nation. What did he mean by that statement? Because, first of all, there's no benefit when we got three Americans still over there held captive in Iranian custody, and we let one of the top scientists go.
You brought up that too, William, right? And that's something I didn't bring up today. Right. By the way, I should have said that to the other William that was on the phone. By the way, we let one of their prisoners go. So you're right. What did we get for this? I think we've gotten nothing for this except a disaster. And that's why we're fighting back so, so aggressively on this and are going to continue to do so. And I guess, Jordan, tomorrow at the hearing, what's the message point that you're sending out?
Oh, that the government has failed. I mean, that the government has lied to Nagma Abedini, our client, and the Abedini family, that they have gone on and said, they are doing this on the sidelines and on the margins, which we thought was absurd on its face. But now you've got Secretary Kerry saying that wasn't even happening.
Yeah.
I would say you take that now.
Right. And the fact is, and I think that's why Chris Smith, out of good faith, asked that question before the hearing tomorrow, which is, was it or was it not brought up at all? And whoever the top person in the room is, when they speak, that's who I'm going to take as the one who understands and knows what's mostly going on. And if Secretary Kerry, under oath, you know, the others were doing TV interviews. They're not under oath. But he was under oath, and he had to say very quickly, and he had the answer ready, absolutely not. It will not be, and it was not brought up.
Yeah, let me play it, actually. This is number eight. This is Chris Smith, a congressman from New Jersey, our friend, and Secretary of State Kerry, number eight.
Disadvantages them according to whom? I mean, they are the ones, they are in charge. They don't care about public opinion, but there was a Times of Israel report that four Iranians were released, including Galikgan Tajik, Sir Afri, and Atarodi. Was that in any way linked in terms of the nuclear negotiations?
No.
Either before or after? No, direct.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
No.
Yeah, Jordan, who is Estrada? Scientist.
Nuclear scientists. Yeah. I mean, you've got, again, the United States giving and giving. And I think, do we have the soundbite from Congressman McCaul this morning when he was on with Bill Himmer, when Bill Himmer asked him what the United States is getting in return? If we have that, let me know, because I think we should play that one. It would be important for everyone to hear, because Bill Himmer, who ended up bringing up Saeed at the end, and we played that interview. We have this soundbite with what is the United States getting in return. If we have it, guys, let's play it.
We don't have it. We're getting that one now. Let me do this, folks. We're taking a break. More of your calls when we come back. We'll get that soundbite as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Very troubling developments here, obviously. We're taking your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Also, if you haven't signed that petition now encouraging those sanction increase, as Republicans and Democrats are, to get us back to at least negotiating points here, you could do so by going to aclj.org or calling us at 1-877-989-2255. This is the last couple of days to do it, folks, because the hearing's tomorrow. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, that's easy as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your phone calls when we come back. A lot more to discuss. Folks, it's an outrageous situation we're dealing with right here, and we need your help. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in that matching challenge. So go to the website, make that online gift. We get it matched. Back with more in a moment. ACLJ.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini's situation is dire. Imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, Pastor Saeed is facing life-threatening conditions. His health is deteriorating, and prison officials refuse to provide him with badly needed medication. This week on Capitol Hill, a critical congressional hearing focusing squarely on Pastor Saeed's plight. Testimony from Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagmeh, along with ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow, raising important questions about the lack of involvement by the Obama administration to secure his freedom. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a powerful message. Pastor Saeed is an American citizen who must be released. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, Jordan and Nagme are preparing now as we speak to testify in front of the House of Representatives tomorrow. They, in addition to preparing to testify, they've also been doing some media this morning. Jordan and Nagme were both on Fox and Friends talking about the upcoming hearing, and Fox actually is following this very closely. They actually had another interview this morning between Bill Hemmer and Congressman Michael McCaul, who was in the hearing yesterday with Secretary John Kerry. Just to kind of get you up to speed on where we're at in Washington, D.C., I wanted you to hear both of these interviews. So first, it's going to be Jordan and Nagme on Fox and Friends, and then Bill Hemmer with Congressman Michael McCaul.
The U.S. and Iran made a nuclear deal, but an American pastor jailed in Iran, not part of those negotiations. So is the Obama administration doing enough to help? Nagme Abedini, the wife of Saeed Abedini, the American pastor imprisoned in Iran, and her attorney, Jordan Sekulow, the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, they're both joining us now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nagme, my first question is for you. State Department didn't even bring up your husband's name during the nuclear negotiations with Iran. What's your reaction?
You know, we didn't ask them necessarily to even bring it up during negotiations. We asked them as a precondition to add to, as a good faith effort, we've done things to show Iran, you know, have shown good faith efforts to Iran. And we, as good faith effort for, we haven't seen anything from Iran, to ask them to release these Americans. As the holidays approach, it's been the most painful time of the year for our family, and I'm sure for the other two families that have, their family imprisoned in Iran. And it's heartbreaking because it's showing me and our family that this is not a priority. Not only Saeed's issue is not a priority, but that, the importance of religious freedom and issues like that is just not a top priority for our government. It would have been an easy ask to release the Americans that are, in a way, being held hostage by sitting across the table from the Iranians. That would have been an easy ask before the negotiations, as a condition, as a precondition.
That would have been a perfect opportunity. You're absolutely right.
And now I have two kids that are hurting. They're crying. I can't, I shared recently something on my, Facebook showing Jacob praying for his dad. But I can't express enough how much pain my daughter who's 7 and my son who's 5, they're going through. It's too much for them. And to think we'll have to have another Christmas. It's too hard to imagine. And I'm really still hoping that we'll get him home before Christmas.
Well, I was praying for him this morning before the show, and I do hope that that happens. Jordan, I want to ask you, tomorrow lawmakers will hear testimony from both of you. What do you expect to tell these lawmakers?
Well, the lawmaker who is called for this hearing was Congressman Chris Smith, who chairs a subcommittee of the House Foreign Affairs Committee that Secretary Kerry testified before yesterday. And it was Congressman Smith who asked Secretary Kerry to confirm these reports. And the reason why there's so much confusion here, and Nagme can attest to this, I can attest to it, and so can members of Congress, is that we've had the White House Deputy National Security Advisor say that it was not on the agenda, that Saeed's release was not on the agenda of the nuclear talks. But then we had the spokesperson for the National Security Council on the same day inside the White House say it was discussed on the margins, so it was still being discussed. It was just marginalized. And we thought that was bad enough, that it was not even a key element, but on the margins. But Secretary Kerry yesterday, in a response back to Congressman Smith, who will be testifying before his subcommittee tomorrow, said, to be clear, it is in no way part of the negotiations, and they're afraid that Saeed will become some kind of pawn.
Well, Jordan,
and let me just say right now very clearly, the reason why we asked for this to be a precondition is exactly the excuse Secretary Kerry is now using for not discussing Saeed.
Well, please keep us posted on what happens tomorrow, and we're of course, going to be following this going forward. Nagme, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. We're all keeping your husband and your family in our prayers, and we're hoping that he comes home soon. If not, I know he'll get that ultimate reward in heaven, whatever happens going forward.
Yes,
thanks so much.
We're hoping for a quick return. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
So John Kerry on the Hill defending the recent nuclear deal with Iran, asking Congress to hold off on sanctions. But Republicans say that's a bad idea and a bad deal because Iran can keep just enriching uranium. Secretary Kerry repeatedly pressed on that particular point. Watch.
Mr. Secretary, are you willing at the end of the 6 months in the final deal to say, look, we're willing to lift the sanctions when you stop enriching uranium.
If they're, you know, less than 1,000 or 500 or whatever they are, they may never stop spinning them, but they're very limited in what they're going to be able to do.
All right, that was Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul doing the questions there out of Texas. Back with us today, and sir, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So it's clear the administration is not changing its position. Is Congress?
You know, if Harry Reid would take up our sanctions bill in the central bank, it would be very powerful leveraging negotiation tool, and we urge them to do that. Look, you know, he's the idea will continue to let them spend, to let them enrich uranium, to go forward when other partners in the Middle East have been denied that right. Who's to say that Saudi Arabia and Turkey and other nations now won't start enriching uranium as well?
And then you've got a big-time arms race. And we've talked about that in the past. But what did Secretary Kerry tell you specifically about what the United States gets for this deal?
Well, look, we know what Iran gets from this deal. And we've heard back channel they're actually laughing at this deal. I guess what you could argue is that the United States, what he's trying to avoid is Iran going down a nuclear path to get a nuclear weapon. And let's not forget, this deal does nothing with the technology. Currently, Iran can deliver missiles to Israel and Europe. And the Pentagon says by 2015, we'll have ICBM capability to deliver warheads to the United States. That is what is at stake. And in return, we're giving them $7 billion in aid, sort of what we did with North Korea that failed. We're going to give them $7 billion with no assurance that money won't turn around and go into more terrorist activities. Hezbollah is applauding this deal itself. And we have no assurance this money won't go right back into their nuclear weapons program.
Quickly, Pastor Abedini is still being held in Iran. Did Secretary Kerry tell you what we are doing to secure his release?
Well, he did say they're doing everything they can and that there are delicate negotiations, offered a classified briefing. But as you know, this is one of the saddest stories out there with Iran. This is an oppressive regime we're dealing with. These are not good people. It's the largest state sponsor of terrorism. And they've held this minister hostage for so long now that I think the administration needs to put all the pressure it can. What he said was he doesn't want the minister to be a pawn in the negotiation deal with respect to the Iranian nuclear weapons.
You could ask if you want the deal a week ago to send him home. In a word, yes or no? Is the pastor coming home or not?
He could not answer that question, unfortunately.
Mike McCaul, thank you for your time. We'll speak again, sir. Thanks.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on Fox and Friends along with Nagme and also Bill Hemmer interviewing Congressman Michael McCaul. We are going to spend the rest of the day preparing for tomorrow's hearing. I encourage you to tune in tomorrow to hear Jordan and Nagme testify. If you have not yet signed the petition on behalf of Pastor Saeed and standing firm against Iran, imposing sanctions until Pastor Saeed is free, today is the day to do it. You can call 877-989-2255. You can also sign online at aclj.org. But Nagme is here in Washington, D.C. She will be testifying alongside with Jordan tomorrow in front of the House of Representatives. Express your support for Nagme today. Call now, 877-989-2255, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
American pastor Saeed Abedini's situation is dire. Imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith, Pastor Saeed is facing life-threatening conditions. Stand with the ACLJ now. Send a powerful message. Pastor Saeed is an American citizen who must be released. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.